in your mind. We ain't going to have no choir, whatever I want to say. You know how people sing and do some things better than that one and all that kind of stuff. We're going to be a blessing. When the brother said he want to fellowship with us, I believe I felt a good thing in Brother Allen. I did. He may not do the things what we do or do it how we do. And see, we got to get out of that too. Hello? Sometimes you, like we go over to over there to Brother's church, it would blow y'all, some of y'all out the water. Oh, the spider. It'll blow you out the water. But after all that, there is an anointing in that place. We went over to me and sister Tawana would go over to another pastor, I won't mention his name, and that music would kill me. Whew, if it could get through this music, I'd be trying to clap my hands and patting on the seat, trying to keep up. I said, ooh. Wasn't the kind I like. Wasn't the kind I can't. But when that brother got in that pulpit, it was worth the wait. Hello. So you may go somewhere and people may not worship the way you worship. You know what I'm saying? But if you know that the Lord is there, that's all that matters. Amen. We growing up, aren't we? Let me see y'all that's growing up. Hallelujah. I'm going to see y'all that's in here expecting something. Let me see that. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm expecting something. I thank God for us going taking the sacrament today. I thank God for Al. He's always here doing what he's supposed to do, and I really appreciate that. I thank God for that. I thank God for you all coming. I do. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah, because I'm expecting something. I say I'm expecting something, and I don't believe God is going to let us down. And so I was this morning, I don't know, I guess maybe most teachers do this. I don't know, but I do. Sometimes I have about three messages. I said, now, which one should I preach? Any, meeny, miny, moe. I've been so many things, you know, come to my heart. Oh, Lord, we need to know this. Oh, Lord, we need to. Now, but wait till the. But since I'm going to be here for a little bit longer, I'll just take my time. I want to talk about this morning, I think, expectation. Expectation. It brings gratification to your soul. But you got to expect something. You ain't gonna get nothing you don't expect, hardly. Every morning we arise. You expect to get up out that bed and walk, right? And if it's something else happened, then that was not your expectation. You don't think about what you got in the icebox because you know it's there. You know, so you expect to eat. You expect to live. You expect to breathe. You expect the sun up. And God want us to expect him like that. He want us to be so latched on to stuff that when you come into this is just a building. You are the church. I say, you are the church sitting here in this building. But when you come here, if God want to come and just fill this place, you ought to come expecting. Amen? You don't get up and say, well, today is Sunday. I'm so tired. Listen to what I'm saying now. I don't know what I'm going to do. You ain't getting nothing. Or you ain't understanding. You're not going to get a thing. Then you walk out. I'm so tired. Well, that's why you came in. You came in. You're going to walk out like you came in. He say, bring an offering to him. The fruit of your lips. Giving praise to his name. That's the best offering you can bring now. Hallelujah. To give praise to his name. So if you come with that in mind, we're going to come different too. We coming to this church different. We coming in this building different. Amen. When sister come, I can hear her singing before she hit the door. This woman go through stuff. You know, she caring for someone sick. And anybody that knows that's been any kind of caregiver, they know what you're going through. Anything you got to go through where you got to be, you know what it is. But when you keep a song in your heart, keep a praise on your lips, and it's up to you what you do. Amen. So you expecting, I'm expecting my healing. Yeah, my hand just act a fool. My hand just, I said, you just go. I be talking to it. It hurt me so bad sometimes. And sometimes it gets so cold, I'm scared to lay it on folk. You know, then you go online and wonder what that is about. Your hand getting cold and hurting and all this kind of stuff. Arthritis, you know what I'm saying? But arthritis, he going to have to leave here. Because I ain't got no room for him. I told Lord, I said, God, I'm expecting. Hallelujah. If somebody don't lay their hands on me, then I take the sacrament. I'm expecting to be well. You wait and see on God do it. You wait to see on I get up here and act a plum nut. Because God done heal me. You got to expect something. You can't just come to church or go anywhere and don't expect anything. My daughter Bridget, she was something else. I guess we had a preacher that was a man of faith, really. And so they were young. And at that, she came home and she said, Mama, I'm going out and get me a job. She said, I'm going to get this job. She went in there. She got to tell it. But she got to tell it because the phone rang. The lady went all the way down the line. There was a lot of people sitting there. She said, you, I'm going to tell you something. Ooh, I'm going to tell you something. When God tell you something, ain't no devil, ain't no person, ain't nothing can get in the way. Because God's going to bring it to pass. Whatever he say, he's going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't care what you see. Hallelujah. I know sometimes, hallelujah, it's hard. It's hard sometimes when you got something on your heart. It's hard to see your son still out there. And the more you pray, the crazier he get. Now, I didn't teach him that. You know, the longer his hair get. He just got to be, he going to let it grow longer just to aggravate you. He don't mean that now, but he's a sinner. Y'all got to realize these people are walking in another world. And you got to realize, I don't care what he look like. I don't care what the situation is. God said he's going to save my children. And he's going to save them. If he have to save them on that, he's going to save them. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to treat him just like a, and I ain't, and this is another thing, stop getting on him all the time. Or her. They know, listen, you done taught them. What else you going to teach them? You ain't said you talking about, you shouldn't do that. They already know that. You know, you tell them they don't got something new. Hello. You know, they don't do nothing but they stir up stuff. I mean, just smother them with love. They come in, they're looking like a nut and everything. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Come on now. Put your arms around them and say, honey, mama, love you. Praise the Lord. And don't be saying, now when you going to get saved? I had to say, so when you going to get married? Uh-oh, watch out. Just love them. Just love them. Love is better. It's stronger than death. It's not, I'm telling you something now. I'm telling you, this is the Spirit talking to you. Just love them. No, you didn't teach them that. But it takes God to change. It took God to change you. I said, could die. You didn't just change. Come on. This brother said, I was sitting, praise the Lord, but the Holy Ghost did this. Something was in his heart that the Holy Ghost saw. I can use this man. Hallelujah. So something got in your heart, brother. That's how you got saved. When your heart turned to Jesus, it wasn't you. I've learned that, sister. Ain't nothing you can do. Not one thing. Not even lift your finger without God. Y'all believe that? Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's go over to, she ain't took no scriptures. I'm going, just give me time. Let's go to the third chapter, Acts. And God took me this, and you've been there many times. And I said, Lord, help us to expect, live in expectation. Amen. You know why people ain't looking at the sky? Because they don't expect nothing. They say, Jesus coming, they ain't expecting him to come. But when you start expecting, you kind of look up at the sky sometimes and say, wow, one day he's going to split that sky. Whoa, he coming. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Father. Now, Peter and John went up together. This is familiar. Into the temple at the hour of prayer. Being the ninth hour, which is around 3 o'clock. Hallelujah. And a certain man, lame, from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid there daily at the gate. Hallelujah, at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Now, this man had his mind on if I can just get enough money to pay my bills. He didn't have his mind on anything else. But if I just get enough money to pay my bills, and maybe he has some kids, who knows? But he was set there every day, and Jesus saw him. They went by that temple. Jesus was in the temple. He saw that man sitting there. And listen, Jesus see you too. And you wonder why he ain't healed me. Jackie, you know what? I said, Lord, I don't care who you heal next, but I know man is coming. My day coming, Lord. I know it's coming. I'm going to praise you for it every day. I get up and I look to see my hands. I say, God, you're going to come. I just praise him. Hallelujah. And so this man, listen, he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple. But see, Jesus gives something to turn man's mind to him. The Bible says Peter fastened his eyes upon this man with John. Hallelujah. See, now listen. I've been reading this for years. But when he told the people, when he told this man, he looked down at this man, getting his attention. Because the man got, you know, alms for the poor. He probably had his eyes shut. He didn't get alms for the poor. And Peter said, look at us. And when he looked up, hallelujah. You know something about you. It's something about you. Anybody ever looked at you and say, you saved? Oh, I done lost these people. Keep living it. Anybody look at you and they say, girl, you a church girl. You know, they don't know what they say, you go to church. I can just look and tell you go to church. I can look at you. And when he said, look on us. They looked at something that represented Christ. He looked up. When he looked up, something happened in his heart. When he looked up, he wasn't expecting that. Come on here. All you got to do is look up. All you got to do is look up. And when you see Jesus, everything going to be all right. Jackie, all we got to do is keep looking up. I'm just keep on looking up. I say, I'm keeping on looking up. Praise God, I'm keep on looking up. And then he said, rise. Well, my goodness. If this man got in touch his mind somewhere, he'll say, what you talking about? God touched his heart and mind somewhere. He said, rise. And when he said that, that man didn't have no better sense to try to, you know, get up. You know, I can see that man struggle. I don't know what kind of shape he was in, but I can just imagine in my mind. I can imagine like you can. He said, silver and gold have I none. I ain't got no money. Listen, I can't give you no money. He said, but I got something to give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he said, rise up and walk. And it wasn't too many people in that generation had not heard about this man called Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's not too many people of this generation haven't heard about a man called Jesus. They fighting him. Hallelujah. They get on the air and try to knock him down. They don't want you to talk about him. Who they don't want you to talk about? They don't want you to talk about this man called Jesus. They don't want you to say, you can say any other name. You can say any other name, but you can't say Jesus. And all they don't, what you know what they don't know? They're making him famous. I said, what is this? They don't want us to say nothing about Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I'm telling you, I got a message I'm going to preach. But God getting folks ready. God told me this morning, he said, I got 7,000 who ain't bowed to Baal. He said, now I could tell you the number according to the generation we living in. But I got many people who haven't bowed to Baal and ain't kissed his mouth. I'm getting ready to raise up some people. They get ready to come forth. The sons of God. Hallelujah. Where the earth been moaning and groaning. Hallelujah. Trying to get us to come on forth. Hallelujah. What I'm going to help. I say, God, I'm going to be and I am a son of God. I don't know what I'm going to be when I see him. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to be like Jesus. However he is. Hallelujah. He gave us power to become sons of God. And that's not beneath us. He gave us the power to become, hallelujah, to use his name. Peter never used it. Yes. Jesus took us back. How I love him. How I love him. How he took us back and gave us what we lost. Hallelujah. When Adam and Eve, you know, a sister, what she did last night, she took every woman, because it was a woman's meeting, She took all the women of the Bible except Eve. She didn't mention Eve because she said, we need another Deborah. We need another done. She went on every woman. I don't know how she remembered her. And we need another one. And we need another this and that. But she never mentioned Eve. So we don't need another Eve. I said, we was up to her. I said, yeah, we don't need another Eve. No. We could do some with some old Deborahs and some Leos and Rachel. We don't need no Eve. Praise the Lord. But the man said, he took him by the right hand. Got to help him, see. And lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Now look, I read these scriptures and I say, God, it's got to be like this or I don't want it. I want this. I want this. And I'm going to tell you, this don't come from just it, lolling. I said, it don't come from lolling. And something she told me that I've been really praying for. I've been telling her. I said, you know, it's hard for me to fast now. I said, Lord, give me a fast. I'll be praying, oh, God, let me fast. I can fast a couple of days. I said, Lord, give me a fast. And she said, God going to give you a fast. I could have fell out then. I could have just. I said, wow, you heard me. Oh, Jesus. I said, oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't get nothing without God. You can say, Lord, I want to fast on Tuesday, fast on Wednesday. And round about 12 o'clock, you're hungry. You in the icebox. You eating on something. You chomping on something. But I'm going to tell you something. God see your struggle. God see your struggle. He see we want to serve him. You God get ready to give you a fast. God ready to give you a fast. But you ain't got to be, hallelujah, eating on stuff. I ain't saying no long fast. You know, you just fast a day. That'd be good. But your mind gonna change. As your mind is gonna change about this fasting thing. Because you got to fast. Jesus said, when you fast. He didn't say if you fast. He said when you fast. And these disciples understood that. Paul said, I was in fastings often. Often. And I was telling Al, he was telling me some things about what the Lord was doing. I said, the saints used to fast every Wednesday. Did your church do that? Every Wednesday the saints fast. You want a diet? God gonna give us a diet. It ain't gonna, ain't gonna have no big folks because they gonna be fasting and praying and seeking God. You trying to figure out what to eat? You gonna need that. Because when you start fasting and praying, the weight will come off. Ain't that right? Now, you want to eat good because I'm like, Lord, I want to eat more vegetables and stuff like that. But when the saints are used to it, they didn't, I ain't never heard about no diet back then. Shoot, them men would fast so their pants would be falling off. They fast. We supposed to have been seeking the Holy Ghost. I never forget it. Well, what happened? I tell you what happened. We stopped doing what we used to do. That's what happened. We stopped doing what we used to do. I wonder what happened. What happened to the church? We happened to the church. That's what happened. Amen. Can't hardly get people to even pray or fast or do nothing. Pray, but we used to fast. Woo, Jesus. Listen, when you got up before people, listen to me now. This lady, she had cancer on her nose. Eat her nose up. She had a thing around it. She got up before this man of God. He said, fast 21 days and got to remove it. In them days, we just did what they told us to do, you know. She fasted 21 days, and on that 21st day, that cancer fell off. I said, it fell off. I get a little sad in my soul because God used to tell people to fast. He would give them a fast. He did. The Lord, the first five-day fast I went on, he told me to say, fast 5 days. During this time, I have since not drank water. I just, don't tell me you can't live without water for 5, 6, 7 days because I've done it. Hello. Stupid, they've done it. But I said, oh, yeah. So Sister Minnie called me. She said, Sister David, I dreamed you fasted 5 days. I said, really? Well, I knew I had to do it then. And the Lord told me where I was. I don't know what I was fasting for, but he told me. Something I had got into, did something, he told me, and he forgave me. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Through many trials, And through much tribulation, we're going to enter in. If you don't want to go through no trials, I think you need to hit the door now. If you don't want to go through no tribulation, you might as well, ain't no need of us playing with you. You know, and you know, like you go and sit under some of these people that's going to give you a car and some things like that. Because I'm going to tell you, God is going to raise up people that's going to tell you the truth. You hear me what I'm saying? Through much tribulation, the Bible say. He said, who are these? He said, these are those that came out of tribulation. They didn't just come and just lollygag in. Ain't no lollygaggers in. So if you're going through something, count it all joy. You going through a trial, Gene, count it all joy. Because that may be your trial. Just count it all joy. Stand up and still keep your smile. Hallelujah. Keep your praise. Hallelujah. But count it all joy. When you go through your trials, count it all joy. Don't say, Lord, get me out of this thing. That may be the very thing that's going to make your character. God is making our character. He going to see what we can do. What you going to do? What would Celeste do if this happened? Uh-oh. If you go through this, what they going to do? Amen. These people went through real trials. We ain't had no trials. Not really. Come on now. We never faced the lion's den for real. We never faced no fire for real. But there's a scripture that Daniel and them knew. When we go through the fire, it won't burn us. He said, when we go through the flood, it won't overtake us. They lived on the word. The word is real. Say real. The word is real. So if you're going through some fire, it ain't going to burn you. I said, no, no, no. You're going to come out smelling like a rose. Just like they did. They got in that fire. Some of y'all in the fire. The trials, fiery trials. Hold on. You're going to perfume the church. What is that smell I smell? Oh, that sister just came out. She just came out the fire. And when you get up, your testimony gonna. It used to be. Used to. We got to get back. I said, we got to go back. I said, we got to go back. And then we can expect God to do something. Expect Him to move. Hallelujah, Jesus. As we go back and pray and seek the Lord and fast and pray, we can expect God to move. But if we don't, we have to do like everybody else do. Get a program going. Get some dancers in here. Yeah. You have to do something. Because you have to draw the people. But a lot of this stuff is just drawing people. That's all it's doing. And these people are not ready. It's sad. Listen, anybody that don't love your soul don't love you. Anybody can see you living in sin and don't say nothing. Well, I just want everybody to. Well, I don't. I want to see you saved. Hello. Hallelujah. I was telling one of the young people. I said, these young people don't know what fornication is. When I first had a bunch of young people, they didn't know what it. They had never heard the word. But Sister Davis sure explained it to them. And Sister Davis going to explain it to anybody that need it. You're not going to live in sin and sit here and I ain't going to say nothing. So if you don't want to hear nothing, don't come. Because I'm intending, praise God, to preach the word. And that's the word of God, hallelujah, cleanses you. I said the word cleanses you. You know, we were children. We ain't say we was perfect, me and Dad. We wasn't perfect. We was teenagers, regular teenagers. You know, regular teenagers. But like, it was still a little bit something there. Because if you went out with somebody, the sister had to go. You couldn't go alone. You had to have a chaperone. And I remember we was out. Amen. One of our sisters said, well, we won't go into that. Amen. And it was something about men in them days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They respected that woman. My husband respected me. I didn't have to beg him. Y'all look through the lines. Something's wrong with this generation. because they don't know what sin is. We kept them from sin because we believe sin will send us to hell.
Well, you ain't got to be scared of hell.
I was. That's the first thing deterred me, honey, was hell. I didn't want to go to hell. They don't need to be lying to you. That was the first thing that deterred me and brought me to the altar. I did not want to go to hell. Now, after I started serving the Lord, I love him in spite of hell. Amen. But hell is real. And it's worse than we think. And it's longer than we think. Eternity, it has no end. And that's a shame to see people slipping into hell. I said, Lord, some of these big old churches, if they would preach the truth, it would clean out 9/8 of the church. What's the need to have people sitting up there, you know, and in their sin? What is that about? What kind of love is that? You telling me I can get a car, and you telling me if I pray, I can have a new house and all. That house is going to burn. The car is going to burn. Everything in the earth is going to burn, but hallelujah, but the word of God. Good Lord. Yeah, and you're going to burn with it if you ain't ready. Hallelujah. But we, back to expectation. God ain't fuss. I'm just going to tell you the truth. It is no need of us. It's too late for that now. It's too late to candy coat anything. I heard a brother say, if you scared of somebody talking about you, you in the wrong business. You can't please everybody. Well, Sister Dave, you shouldn't say that. That's just too bad. And I made up my mind. I'm going to tell these young people the truth. I'm going to tell you old folks the truth. And when it's needed, I'm going to whoop you when it's needed. And I'll get some salve the next Sunday and put it on you real good. Amen. Because ain't no need of it. When I stand before God, it's not the point of that. It's the point of Jesus wants us to live a clean life. Jesus wants us to live holy. Jesus wants us to live holy, 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 holy. Hallelujah. I get to that place. But Jesus wants us to live holy. And he wants you to expect his blessings upon you. He wants you to, I'm trying to stay with that expectation thing because it's a good message. But if I can't, I won't. God, you're so good to me. Woo. Thank you, Lord. But whatever you want from God, if you go after it, even holiness, ho, ho, ho. You tell God, you show me how to live. Show me how to live right, Lord. Show me how to stay out of sin. Show me how to run. The way the Bible says, hey, run. I mean, run. I said, Ira, you in, run. Joseph ran. He didn't stay there, the woman, you know, hitting on him, as y'all call it today. Is that what it's called now, hitting on him? Yeah. She tell him how good looking he is, and her husband is gone on a long journey, and ain't nobody going to find it out. He could have did something. But who was looking? Who was looking? She had put all the servants out. But you know, he had a God he respected. You need to get a God you respect. And whether your mama there, your papa there, or whoever's looking at you, you don't care. You got your own thing. And he said, I'm not going to do this against my master or my God. I'm not doing this. And he ran, so he ran out his clothes. Y'all know the story. And she lied on him and said that he come in there. I mean, that I don't think the man believed her. But you know, that was his wife. He had to do his thing, you know. But you know what? If you get misunderstood because of the stand you take, don't worry about it. Because God got something else planned. Because you know what? When he went to jail, he the top dog in the jail. Everywhere he went, God put him. See, when you in the God, man ain't got nothing to do with how you progress. Man ain't got nothing to do with your, he don't have nothing to do with, it's God. I say it's God. So if they do you wrong on the job, so I'm talking to somebody here now. You do you wrong on the job, count it all joy. I say count it all joy. Because God getting ready to give you another promotion. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm thinking everybody doing good. I don't know. Like somebody told me, hey man, I was in a service preaching. That lady, it was Al's niece. And I was speaking and the Holy Spirit said something. She said, Al told you. Yes, it's a, And right to this day, she think Al told me whatever it was. It wasn't good, but whatever it was, the Holy Ghost knows it. I said, the Holy Ghost know where you are. And he ain't going to just get up here and go, you know, tweak a little star every Sunday. No, no, he going to give you some inside information on you. Hello. Hallelujah. And she said, she just didn't believe. She said, did somebody tell you that? I said, tell me what? I didn't know what she was talking about. Tell me what? She said, I said, no, honey, I don't know about that. And you, but she said, Al must have. Al, you told her. The Holy Ghost got your number, honey. He got your number. Yes, he got your number. Yes, he do. He know where you are. I say, he know where you are. Okay, that goes back to what I'm saying. The Holy Spirit is not going to sit there and let all them people die. All these people that's going, he's not going to sit there and let these people die. He got to tell these pastors. I believe he told them, and they just don't want to say nothing. I don't believe that. I don't believe the Holy Ghost. Mark, I'm going to get finished. Mark 5. Oh, Jesus. I want to be, Lord, I just want to be a, I tell them all the time, Lord, I just want to be a Christian. Some people ask me, say, what religion you brought to? I say, I'm a Christian. I said, if I can make it to that, I'll be doing fine. You Baptists wouldn't know I'm a Christian. To me, that means something. That means Christ-like. That's what it means. And that's all I want to be. I ain't trying to be onesies, twosies, or threesies. I'm a Christian. I'm striving to be a Christian. Mark 5:25. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is that what I want? That's what I got down here. Thank you, Lord. A certain woman, now I'm going to show you about this woman again now, which had an issue of blood 12 years. A certain lady who had her hand hurting, and a certain other lady with her arm hurting. Yeah. Amen. And she has suffered many things. Oh, yes. And many physicians, and they spent all that she had. And it was nothing better, but she grew worse. But when she heard of Jesus, I said, when she heard about Jesus, she came in the press. And then now here's the thing about it. Y'all know about Leviticus. Y'all ain't never read that, have you? And she touched his garment. She did everything against the law. Because the law in Leviticus 15, a person with blood wasn't even supposed to come in a crowd. You go back and read of Leviticus 15 and 19 through something. You'll find out that when you need something from God, you don't care what nobody say. You don't care what it takes. You're going to get what you want from God. If you will expect it and pull at it. If they would have told, say, look, you ain't supposed to be in this crowd. You ain't supposed to touch this man. She did something against the law. What happened in her mind? Listen, you got to go back to these people's minds now. The mind said that these people ain't like yours. These people, they believed in what the law said. They kept the law. And the law told her if she had an issue of blood, she was not supposed to even be out among people. And the man, that he couldn't sit on what she was. Come on now. They couldn't sit at the woman that was on blood. They couldn't even sit behind her. Ooh-wee. Couldn't even touch her. But she said, he ain't got to touch me. If I could just get up to him. And so she was, listen, her expectation drove her. Let your expectation drove. You want to know where you're supposed to be in God? You want to know, and you want to get up and you want to say hallelujah, hallelujah, and you want to be an interpreter, hallelujah, of tongues. Well, let your expectation of you want to be an interpreter of tongues drive you to Jesus. If he drive you to Jesus, hallelujah, he'll give you what you need. Amen. I said amen. Because we need the gifts. We need them flowing in the church. We do. Hallelujah. But what she expected drove her. She said, if I can just touch him. And now, people, you know, they illustrate she on her knees crawling. I don't know what she did. And if she did not touch, she got a tallit. I have a tallit, too. I had to bring my, I should put my tallit on. But she touched the string. See, all of them strings stood for a scripture. And she touched that tallit. that string on his tallit, and she was made whole. Girl, all you got to do is put your hand on it. Woo, or let him put his hand on you. It's like the lady said, if I just get a crumb. See, they understood more than we do. She said, if I can just get a crumb that Jesus done touched, hallelujah, I got it. I ain't got to have the whole loaf. If I just get a crumb. I'm kind of greedy though, Sister Brother Mark. I get up to the table, I want what's mine. Now the stranger that I let y'all have, I want what's mine. Amen. And the Bible says, she was made every whit whole. Now, I don't know if the people in the town knew, some of the people in the town knew that she was, whatever they was calling them things in them days. You know, because somebody knew her. Somebody had to know her. She wasn't just no stranger. Amen. And when she said, Lord, he said, somebody touch me. I'm going to tell you, I don't care how many people pray. Millions of people pray. But it's something about touching Jesus. Do you realize all the people in the world that pray, all the people in the world that come and say, Jesus, and then he touch you, you feel special. I don't know about you, but I felt special last night when he walked up and told me, oh my God, hallelujah, I felt special. And all of a sudden, something rose up in me. You know, Lord, I'm a king and a priest, or one of them. I'm one of them, a king or a priest, because he said I was. I'm a chosen generation. Hallelujah. I'm a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. And I'm going to bring forth the praises of him who brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. I said, Lord, I've walked, understand, this is the truth. I walk like when I go to anywhere I go. Anywhere I go, I know it's God be doing me like that. He always show me everybody sick in the store. They didn't pass by nobody till they got to me. Here come a man dragging a leg. No, why you bring him this way? This is the truth. He was in Walmart's parking lot, and I was the only one out there. He come dragging me. I said, now, Lord, don't do me like that. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, I can't do nothing without you, but I'm going to strive until I get what you say I can have. Now, I got a little faith because I got locked out of my car, and this man helped me open the car. I had called Ronnie, but before he got there, the man opened the car, and the man was stupid. I said, what's the matter? He said, my back. I got that kind of faith now. Because, see, I can't see that. Hey. And I lay my hands on his back, and he thanked me. Thank you. Hallelujah. So start somewhere. I'm going to start somewhere. Next. You don't get it. Next. Yes, Lord. I said, Lord, you're going to do this thing. He's going to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you come in this. Listen, you expect Jesus Christ to do something for you, I don't care. He's going to do it. Jean sit there because of a vision I had. And I told her what I saw. I don't understand these visions I have. I can see things. I can see things just like I'm looking at him. And they're real, and I don't know when they're not real. You know, I see things. I see people. Not all the time, though, but I see people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what I saw, I told Jean, I said, have Walter got a brother? She brought the brother, brought a picture. No, that's not, you know. I've talked to people that know in the spirit, they say, we don't know what you got, but I know it's from God. yes. But what did he say? Gifts. Gifts of healing, not just one. God, this is what I'm saying. We're unique. God will use us where it's needed. So if you try to be like her and she try to be like you, then what needed over here, you were supposed to do it, but you're trying to be like her. Am I saying anything? We got to be ourselves. I said, we got to be ourselves. And all the things that God has done in my life, this brother wrote me, say, all the things that God has done, he going to just put them together and he's going to use you. All the things that he's done. So I thought about all the things that have happened in my life. every time he used me to cast a devil out. Because I have. I said, Lord, I'm tired of talking about what I used to do. I said, it's time for a new day. I'm ready to do this thing now. I said, I'm ready to be your child now, Lord. I said, I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready to hear Leonard's ears open. I'm ready. I really believe that. I do. I believe God going to open your ears. I do. I believe God going to open your ears. I don't know when he's going to do it, but he's going to do it. I believe it. I said, I believe it. I believe it. I'm not ashamed to say we need to come on up. Come on now. Everybody need to come on up. You don't need to come to church and sit in there every Sunday and say, well, you know, God going to do. No, God going to do this thing. He going to do this thing. That's why we come back. When is he going to do it? Is it going to be today? Hallelujah. Maybe it's going to be today. Maybe it's going to be next Sunday. Maybe it's going to be next Sunday. Or she talking about that God going to do something. Maybe it's going to be next Sunday. I'm going to go. I don't want to miss because God may do it and I ain't there. Yeah. Am I telling the truth? Am I telling the truth? So our expectations is up for God to do something. I say our expectations is up. I wouldn't be surprised if Sean don't come walking in this church. I wouldn't be surprised, hallelujah. I wouldn't be surprised when I saw Donald, praise God, how God touched Donald. I said, who would have thought it? When I saw Ronnie, see, y'all don't know what people done come from. And he's walking around, praise God. I said, who would have thought it? When you see you, you say, who would have thought it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just like he saved him, he's going to save others. Many others. Many others. Y'all waiting? Many others. I think we ready. I think we can treat people right. I think we can see mixed couples and not go, I thank God done something for this church. I thank God done something for this church. Because that's what's out there. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. I think we can see somebody with a little green in their hair and they'll go. We ready? Because what's out there, barracudas and everything out there. You go fishing, you're going to catch some of everything. You throw a net out there, and ain't no telling what's going to be in that net. Well, I'm throwing out my net. I say, I'm throwing out my net. I say, I'm throwing out my net. I meet kids that don't know their head from their toes. They don't know nothing, because if they did, they wouldn't tell me. They'll tell me, this girl, she said, oh, praise the Lord, something. Well, I moved down here with my fiancé. Hello. Now was the time we wouldn't have said nothing like that. Because we knew better. These people don't know no better. You hear what I say? They feel like marriages didn't work, so we'll try it out. That's a laugh I'm saying. Because while you trying it out, Jesus comes, you're going to hell. While you trying it out. He didn't say that. Young people don't believe that lie. Don't say, well, you know, my parents, they did blah, 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 and marriages don't work, and so we're going to live together and see how it work. And while you living together, Jesus blow that horn, I'm sorry, you're going to be lost. Don't let the devil fool you. Children of God, don't let the devil fool you. Righteousness exalts a nation. He wants you to be righteous. It ain't out of style to be righteous. I said it ain't out of style to live holy. Amen. All right, I'm going to say this one thing. Y'all can get mad now. Y'all ain't mad enough yet. Y'all just think about it. Last night we went to service, and some of them women had on heels. They ain't nothing but the devil. Somebody that got some of them stiletto heels, y'all tell me why y'all wear them things. When you trying to be sexy, what Christians need to be sexy for? You see what I'm saying? Everything the devil bring to us, we jump in them. Whatever. Do you know who make your styles? I'm ending now. The people in Hollywood. Hallelujah. People that we preach against, they're the one to make your styles. And then you go jump in everything they make. You jump in it. We need to be a nun and have a habit on. Go right to wearing habits. Oh, God. And sometimes we, the generations, the what we live in now, there is nothing in the, that tells us nothing. You know, you don't feel no, you have to just know the word. You have to know, honest to goodness, what's right and wrong. Because you can do something and it don't move you like it used to do. Come on now. It don't move you like it used to do. But you know it's wrong, but it don't move you like it used to do. We used to be scared. We were scared to disobey God. But now, well, oh, you know, He's a loving God. He won't send me to hell. A loving God wouldn't send me to hell. Huh. A loving God will send you to hell and then cry. He'll weep. Because He don't want to. But really, you sit in yourself. You have a choice. Everybody in here got a choice. You have to make a choice. And the choice, I hope, is good. Will you stand on your feet? I've delivered my soul, Lord. Sometimes, I guess, being that these people's pastor, I just want them to know everything in one day. I try to preach from Genesis all the way back. I want them to know it, God. I don't want him to leave out here, praise God, with something that I thought I should have said. But I want to follow you, Father. I want to follow you. I want to follow you, Lord. And I know young people, they just need some help. Old folks, too. They need some help. It's not the point that you, it's just the point that this is the generation we're living in. It's a terrible generation. It's a terrible generation. So much so, Jesus said, except he shorten the time, no flesh will be saved. Is that what the scripture say? Except the time was short, no flesh will be saved. Now that'll let you know how bad it's getting. How bad it's going to get. But we want to know what's right and wrong. You want to know what's right and wrong in your heart. You want the Lord to you know, the Holy Ghost to give you that little something there if you do what's wrong. You want to know right from wrong. Praise God. Now, you think that's a crazy question to ask, but I'm going to ask. That's a question to come from God. You want to know what's right and wrong? Let me see your hands. Father, we want to know what's right and wrong. We don't want to be out doing stuff and don't know what we're doing. We want you to tell us, convict us by your spirit. I want a convicting spirit in my heart where I will know I'm doing wrong. In Jesus' name. Today, we're going to take the sacrament. We take it every first Sunday. Try to. I think it's a good habit. But Jesus says, often as you do it. He said, take it often. So I don't think we're doing nothing wrong by taking it. Amen. Now, how we take it, I ain't figured that out yet. Because I went to churches where they didn't take it. They didn't take the sacrament. I mean, Holy Ghost filled churches. I never took the sacrament. A couple churches, did you? Do you ever remember this brother down there giving us a sacrament? You do? I don't remember. I guess maybe my mind getting bad. He didn't do it often, though. If he did it, he did it once. But I don't remember. We've been to churches, and I don't remember. Yeah, amen. So we're going to take the sacrament today. You don't realize what this is. But one day we will. He going to help us. He going to help us. You that do, God bless you. Amen. So all I know is for us to come up front, the ones who, hallelujah, I know a lot of churches now, the ones I've been to, they took it. They pass it around. Uh-huh. Yeah. Thank you, sister. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.